Hello, and welcome to the A Quilting Life podcast. I'm Sherry McConnell from A Quilting Life.
And I'm Chelsea from Chelsea Stratton Designs.
And we are here with our first podcast in May. Today is Monday, May 13th. And we're excited to be here. We're actually taping this right at the beginning of the month. So
yeah, we're getting ahead because Billy's wedding is this weekend.
Well, so I'm married, but I'm not married.
Right.
Because when everyone sees this, I should be married, hopefully.
Right. And
I'm planning on being there.
Yes.
But as of filming it, I'm not. So
right.
Just a few days.
Yes. So we'd first like to mention our sponsor, Cozy Earth. We love Cozy Earth and all of their products. I love their sheets made from viscose, from bamboo, and the coolness of it. I love that I have two pair of sheets so that I can, when one's being washed, I always have a Cozy Earth pair of sheets on the bed. And also, they have so many fun new pajamas. You're going to have to look at that for summer if you haven't looked recently. So lots of new product releases. And remember that you can get 35% off site-wide using the code AQUILTINGLIFE at checkout. I did want to mention one thing. I actually had someone mention me about the code, but make sure it's not for something that's a subscription item. It has to be a single purchase item. The code won't work when you are, some of the things have subscription options, some of the body care products. So you have to make sure it's a one-time purchase.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes. And the quilts are Chelsea's.
I know.
Back from the quilt.
I'm so excited.
You're all done sewing your Laguna Sunrise, right?
I'm all done. I think this is like the longest I've taken in a while, but I don't even care because I had so much fun putting these together, and Marion did such a great job. She quilted both of these as well, and she's actually finishing up my last quilt, and it is gorgeous. So yeah, they're all done, but the quilt on the wall is called Radiance, and if you know me, you know I love an alternate block in a quilt. So we have some stars and some patchwork plus blocks. And I just love this one. I also love, it's kind of like rainbow quilting. When Billy pops the picture up, you'll get kind of a glimpse at that. But this is fat quarter friendly. And the reason I like that is because you get to show off all of the prints in this collection. There's a lot of print. There's like 36 prints in this collection.
Yeah. And I love how all the different blocks have the different centers of the low volume prints. And it's just, but I've had both of these quilts hanging in my over my balcony for a few weeks.
Because she's going to bind them.
I'm going to bind them when things slow down after the wedding. And
I
just love them. They're bright and happy.
Yeah, I think that's where my quilts, I do like a lot of open space in my quilts. But like mom mentioned, this was great usability for the low volumes, was the centers for all of the blocks. So I had a lot of fun with that as well.
Yeah.
So fat quarter friendly and Radiance. And then on the table, you guys know I also can't help myself with a heart quilt. And this one really was, I wanted one print, one color in each block. And I love how it turned out. So it's heart blocks, just really shows off the collection. And I also have a low volume inner border and a pink floral border on the outside.
Yeah, and this one is this the one that has the, is going to have the purple, the orchid stripe for the binding? I think that's going to be so cute.
Yeah, and it's layer cake friendly. And layer cake is one of my favorite pre-cuts because way less ironing. It's just ready to go for you to cut. And it just turned out really, really good. So Billy and I will actually be filming videos on these today to give more information on
those. So they might
have
already seen the videos on these too, depending on when he schedules them.
At least one of them.
At least one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're both fun. And I loved sewing with Laguna Sunrise. I just had so much fun with it.
Yeah. And also we should mention, we are going to have a little project package available with this collection. We just haven't got it ready to sell yet, but we will do that shortly.
Yeah, and both of these patterns as well. So all my patterns are available for my Laguna Sunrise quilts. You can find that in the description.
Okay, I didn't put this on the agenda, but I have a couple things to share. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect. I saw them sitting okay. there. So.
I'll be fast. I'm going to save the best for last. This one is a new planner I got from Erin Condren. It's called the Home Plus Sort. I think that's a brand that is doing kind of a collaboration with Erin Condren. And this is an organizational planner. And it's undated. It's so you can start whenever you want. And there's a different topic each month. So decluttering, you've got helpful organizational products, you've got labeling, you've got deep cleaning, digital decluttering. So every month has meal prep and planning. It just has all of this help for you, and you can just take that month and kind of go through and work on these things.
Undated calendar too. Okay.
Yeah, and then they give you things, little tasks to do. And so even if you don't get to one of these topics every month, you can go through it.
Just however, sort of hold it up yeah. to the cover things.
I just love it. And I have to give a shout out to our friend Alyssa, who found this and told me about it. And I went home after seeing it at her house and immediately ordered it. And I can't wait to get started. Okay, next one. Just finished. Well, I have like 20 pages left, but this book is phenomenal. A lot of you mentioned that you appreciate when I share books. And this is one that is probably on my top five of all time personal productivity books. It's called Uptime. It's written by Laura Mae Martin, and she is known as Google's productivity expert. She's actually been with Google for 14 years. She has a Bachelor of Science in, I think, business management. Anyway, she went to work at Google 14 years ago, and Google employees are allowed to have 20% of their calendar time to work on a passion project. And her passion project was productivity. And before long, she was training Google executives, training people from other companies, and her full-time job at Google, she started as a salesperson, became in the productivity realm. Anyway, she's written this fantastic guide, a practical guide to personal productivity and well-being, and it is chock full of the best productivity tips I think I've ever, as soon as I finish it, I'm starting it again to make sure that I implement everything. It is so good. I can't say enough about this book. And I heard her on a podcast and I was just like, wow, I have to get this book. But it's not just about going 10,000 miles an hour. The subtitle, you know, productivity and well-being. It's also about not doing more than you can. Running faster than you have strength to run. So I really can't say enough about this book. We'll put a link, and I will also link to a couple of the podcasts where I've heard her talk. So
I love your enthusiasm with these books, because every time she brings one of these books on, I am literally sitting here thinking to myself, this will fix me. This will totally fix me. And then I'm like, then I have this like belief, nothing can fix me. But you're so enthusiastic about it.
I love this book. I'm just going to share one really quick example. I know this is a quilting podcast.
No, I need it. Please.
No, you're good. I like it.
From the chapter on saying no, which I love that there is a whole chapter on saying no, she asks you to ask yourself this question. What is the worst thing that will happen if I just take this off my list or don't do it at all? And that is such a good question, because a lot of times I feel like we're pressured to do something and then we think, wait, it's really not going to be that bad if I just take that off my list. And another question that I really, really loved was, thinking about future you, you know, what will future Sherry be happy that I did, you know, for just this quick example, like getting ready to go to bed, but you know, Sherry in the morning would be really happy if Sherry right now just took 10 seconds and emptied the dishwasher, you know, 5 minutes and emptied the dishwasher, right?
I'm going to start talking to myself like that.
Future Chelsea?
Future Chelsea would be very proud of you.
Yeah.
If you just mopped the floors now.
Yeah. And one more really quick example on the saying no chapter. It's kind of like another option. What would happen if I just half did this and then let it go? So she gives the example where people meet her and they say, wow, you know, you're this productivity expert and you must have a phenomenal, all your closets are organized, all your everything's beautiful. And she said, I'm going to give you the example of my linen closet. It's not beautiful. I have never done what those productivity organizational people do with their linen closet. Can I find my sheets? Yes. Can I find my pillowcases? Yes. She says, but that's something I'm going to half do so that I can spend time on the important things. There are things that you don't have to give 100% to so that you can spend more time on the important things. And I just love that because, yeah, I've had some projects on my list for a long time that really, do I ever need to do them? You know? And so I love it. Also, she has 3 kids under the age of 4. And so
I give up now.
Anyway, this is how she does it. And it's really, I really highly, highly recommend this book. So
I have some things to say. Can I please say some things? First of all, is it productivity or productivity? Or are they both acceptable?
I think it's productivity.
Productivity.
Productivity? Yeah. You can't say productivity?
I don't think so.
Don't cut this.
I won't, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's productivity. I think it's
productivity.
So yeah. I can't say because the other way.
Because productive.
You can be productive, but yeah.
Right. Okay, but there is a product.
But product is different, yeah. Yes.
And then also while you're telling, like my brain is just so different than yours because if I think about removing something from the list, this is why I don't get things done because I have 40 things on the list. And then my brain is like, I can't let that go, or combustion, jail, angry Chelsea. So I think I need to like let those things go.
You need to read this book. She's got tips for email. She's got tips for, you know, and she's got also free templates for her list pages that you can just download for free off her website.
Oh, it's my goodness.
Just incredible.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how. I think it just came out at the beginning of April, this book. So.
See, and I already think you're so productive.
Oh, my goodness. I just learned a ton from this book. So.
Well, so I'm going to do a little improvisation here.
This could be a whole topic.
Gonna
I'm sorry.
Going to go a little off script, but I think it's perfect because I'm going to read an email that we got recently. So I'm going a little out of order of how I like to read our listener emails and questions. So it's not really a question. But so this just came in after our last episode where you mentioned that you would like to do a nonfiction book club. So this listener wrote in, she stopped it right in the middle of the episode, as she says here. So she says, good morning, Sherry, Chelsea, and Billy. I listen to your podcast on Spotify, usually while driving. There have been many times I wanted to go on YouTube and leave a comment or email to you all and let you know how much I enjoy your episodes and escapades. Today, though, I'm spending some quiet time before the house wakes up with your listener question episode and my cross stitch. I pause the episode to write and say, Sherry, a nonfiction book club sounds amazing. I'm not local, should put North Carolina, but wanted to add my support and encouragement to the mix should you decide to try and set one up. I wouldn't be so quick to present it as a mix of fiction and nonfiction. If nonfiction is what you want, throw the idea out there and see what happens. You can always modify it later if necessary. If you move forward with this, I hope you'll keep us all posted on how it goes. Thank you for all 3 of you. Now back to your episode and my stitching. That's from Michelle.
I love that because also our friend Vicky reached out to me after hearing that episode. She said, I want to be in your book club. Can it be nonfiction? And then I had already talked to this other friend about it and she was in. So I have 2 people so far.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think I'm going to in May pick a date in June and just and I think this is going to be the first book I'm going to do. So you should come.
Because when you start talking about it, I had read this. I wasn't planning on sharing it today. I wanted to keep it more in order, but I'm like, I have to share it now because that'll encourage you.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Yes.
You like this book. You're enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
And she stopped in the middle of the episode and said, nope, I'm going to write you write the email right now.
Wow.
And send it and then finish listening.
Thank you, Michelle.
So she also put a little PS here. She said, loved your episode about the sewing machines. She said, like Chelsea, I was a bit skeptical about the topic at first, but found the information so helpful and useful. Oh, I have a 20-year-old machine and every so often consider what I might get if I were to get a new one. I never thought about throat space.
Yeah.
So remember you mentioned that at the end as well. So
also one more thing really quick about that. A few people have reached out to me to send me resources for Bernina machine owners, and I really appreciate that. So thank you all. We are knee deep in wedding week stuff here.
Yeah.
And also Chelsea and I have a catalog deadline the day before the wedding.
Yeah.
So it's been a little crazy, but thank you to everyone who's emailed with that.
It has been really Bernina crazy.
Helpful information. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say something now. You don't realize how much grandparents rub off on your children. I heard the girls laughing and giggling in their room, and I was thinking, what is going on in there? They're getting along great, it sounds like. And I go in there. They both are sitting down next to Ashton's bed, and they're both like, jump. When I open the door, I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they both hold up their books. They started a book club yesterday.
Oh.
And Ashton already got the book from her library. They agreed on the book. And Harper went and got the same book from her library. And they're sitting in there having a book club.
I love that.
It was crazy. Oh, and I was good. Thinking, oh, my goodness.
A proud parent moment.
Well, yes. I know. It was awesome. But wow. I was like, really? You're having a book club? They're like, yes, we're having a book club. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, I love
Grandma
that.
Did they invite you?
No, I wasn't even invited. Wasn't even invited.
That's funny.
Their brother wasn't either, though. So, you know.
Yeah, I saw those on the table when I walked in, so I figured you're going to share them. So that worked out perfect, actually. Yeah.
Thank you for letting me
absolutely
take off on a little tangent.
No, but that, and like I said, that worked perfect because I'm like, I have to read that email right now. So, okay, now we'll jump into our scheduled listener quilts. And the first one here is from Angie. I have to apologize to Angie because I skipped hers because I thought it was a listener question. And then I realized there were pictures attached to this email. And I don't know why it didn't like show up. But anyway, really great quilts here. She did one of Chelsea's and one of my mom's. So I'll go ahead and read what she wrote here. Hi, Billy. Thanks for setting this email up. It's like you read my mind. I had no idea where to send my recent finished picks to you guys, and literally the next episode you addressed it. So cool. Thank you. So I'm a newish quilter. It's been 2 years and I'm an all-in kind of gal. Now just loving sharing Chelsea's style, work, patterns, and your YouTube channel is so awesome. I think you bring a good balance to the videos. So thank you for that. That's good to hear.
Thank you.
That's so finding nice. A good balance to videos is important, I think. So it's good to hear that she thinks that. So here are some pictures of my Hearts at Home 2 quilt made with Bountiful Blooms and a few other fabrics. I have hung it behind my desk in my sewing room. It's so pretty and so proud of my first log cabin. Then I have my Fall Dash Bed Runner on our bed, and holy cow, I love it to death. I want a version for every season. Thank you, Sherry, for the sew along. It's one of my first ever, along with the Riley Blake Block Challenge, and I'm learning so much. I'm doing it all in strawberry lemonade, and I'm looking forward to the new line coming soon. I slept on buying some of the Hexy prints in strawberry lemonade, and I'm kicking myself now. I hope it comes back one day. So that was from Angie from North Carolina, and those are some great photos.
Yeah, and Billy showed Chelsea and I those before we started, and we loved them.
But I didn't know that was her first log cabin quilt, and it was amazing.
Yeah, really good, huh?
So good.
Okay, the next one here is one of Mom's 2023 Block of the Month's quilts, and this is from Cheryl. She says, friends, thank you for all your great efforts and contributions to the quilt and craft world. We truly appreciate your hard work and the benefits we are blessed with because of your labors of love. This is my finished 2023 Block of the Month, and I'm so pleased. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And again, we saw all these so pretty. Such a good job.
Yeah. And thank you so much I know it takes time to write an email too. So thank you.
Okay. And now the last one is not your pattern, but it uses your Balboa fabric. But it is a pattern of your friend
Vanessa's,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So hello, Sherry, Chelsea, and Billy. First of all, I want you to know how much I look forward to each new podcast episode. I have been watching since the very beginning and have learned so much. One reason that I love watching is that it's a family effort. Working together the way you do is the ultimate example of family togetherness and support, and you all seem to be really having fun. It's great fun to witness as well. I fell in love with your Balboa fabric when it first came out. I didn't have a plan for it, but I had to have some, so I purchased a jelly roll. Then last year, I came across a jelly roll pattern by Lella Petite called Checkerboard that I really wanted to make. I put the two together along with some coordinating background fabric. Here's a picture of the results of this collaboration. I put Cuddle on the back because I live in the Northeast, and not only is it beautiful, but oh so cozy too. Thanks for sharing all of your talent and creativity with us. Warm regards from Jane.
Yeah, and we loved that one
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that one was super cool. Yeah. And I recognized that pattern instantly.
From Vanessa, yep. Yes. Yeah,
okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for those. And like I said, I'm just keeping moving along with those, all the pictures that come in with all the different quilts. So thank you so much. Okay, so today, as we mentioned a couple of times, it's wedding week. We're going to actually lean on you guys a little more, you guys meaning the listeners, for some extra help with this podcast. And I was going through some of the emails, and there were some that weren't either listener quilts or questions. So, but I think they were good. They were good emails with some feedback from previous episodes or just some comments that I think actually we can talk about. And so that's sort of what we're going to go through today. And so I'm going to read some of these emails that we've received over the last few months. So the first one is from Mary. She said, I quilt my own quilts on my long arm, and I use wide backings whenever I can. And I think she sent this after we were talking about the quilt backings episode, if you remember.
Right.
So she said, I love the 108-inch polka dots that you did, and I'm using the red one right now on a panel quilt. I think the 60-inch grandmother flower garns would make an excellent choice for 108-inch backing as well in any of your fabric lines. I also like Chelsea's idea of a really large floral for one too. Thanks to the three of you for all you do to make our quilting community a fun place to be. Yours in quilting, Mary. And before you guys respond to that, I just want to say thank you, Mary. She is a very generous fan. Always, you know, I've sent her replies to on YouTube for some of the super thanks that she sends, but she always sends them. And I just want to let you know that we really appreciate you and for all the support you give to the channel.
Yes, thank you so much, Mary.
And, yeah.
And Marion's also a member of my Patreon group, so that was fun.
Oh my goodness, yeah. What? Yeah. She like supports my pattern. Mary, you're the best. She supports my patterns that come out all the time. As soon as I saw her name, I'm like, it's Mary.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you. And just to comment on the backings, you know, I feel like we really need to reach out to Moda and ask for a large floral 108-inch back. I was just thinking if Strawberry Lemonade had one.
Oh my goodness.
It would have done so well.
Yeah.
And it would have been so helpful for so many people.
And you could have still had the Hexy.
And you could have still had the 60 Hexy.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, we should have done that.
Yeah. So it's great to get feedback, and we love hearing your feedback. And
yeah.
Thank you.
All right. This next one, and I was going to ask, I should have asked you guys before the episode, but think about maybe any superstitions or folklores that you've heard throughout your time quilting, because this is what this listener wrote in about. So she said, I have recently started watching your podcasts and enjoy them very much. I also love your fabric collections, particularly Strawberry Lemonade. In recent podcasts, there has been discussions about mistakes in quilts. In a book given to me many years ago by my dad and stepmother that is called America's Glorious Quilts, in the section Quilts, America's Folklore, it lists traditions and superstitions, including, quote, quilts should incorporate a deliberate flaw, such as mismatched colors or a pattern that is askew, as a reminder that only God can make a perfect object, end quote. I thought that was so fitting, given all the discussion about our quilting mistakes, and take care, and that's from Susan. So it's interesting, you know, to just, there's superstitions and, you know, it could be from any type of background or whatever, but so I thought that was an interesting comment. Have you guys heard of any other superstitions or traditions, things like that, that you've heard of?
I've heard of that one before, and I always thought that it was attributed to the Amish. I remember reading a book a while ago called Plain and Simple by Sue Bender, and I feel like she mentioned that idea that the Amish felt that you couldn't be perfect like God was perfect, and so therefore you needed a mistake in your quilt. Hmm. So,
I have plenty. So,
so But I don't know if I've heard of any other quilting superstitions. Or...
I just got the mistakes in the quilts. That's just a normal thing for me.
Yeah. No, but that is...
That's very interesting, though.
And that makes sense. It'd be from the Amish, because, I mean, yeah, everything in their lives are...
I thought Corey brought that up to us one time, too.
Oh, did she?
Yes, maybe. At Quilt Market.
Okay. Okay.
Corey told us that.
Yeah.
Well, there are plenty of superstitions in golf, so I could...
Yes.
I could list like five of them right off.
I have a whole book of them.
Wow.
I won't bore you guys with those.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. Funny. Well,
thank you for sending that in, Susan. I found that interesting. I had never heard that before. Okay. And the next one here, the last one I'm going to share of this section is from Nancy. And I thought you guys would appreciate this and could also relate to this. And I believe it also, I bring it up quite a bit. Like, okay, you guys do quilting for business. And I guess I assume other people who don't do it to make money or to do it for a business with a business model in mind, it's strictly a hobby. So maybe I've been incorrect about assuming that. After reading this, I sort of feel that way. So she said, my son-in-law made the comment that quilting was my hobby. Really? I was slightly offended. So if it's not a hobby for me, what is it then? I thought about it and decided quilting is my identity. Like people say I'm a swimmer, I am a certain religion, I run marathons, I'm a photographer, I am a quilter. It identifies an important part of me that makes me who I am. I've been sewing since I was 12, my clothes, kids' clothes, curtains, all that. Was that a hobby? No, it was a life skill my mom taught me. Part of managing a home, when I transitioned to quilting, I never ever thought I was taking up a hobby. It's not like coloring in adult coloring books or paint by number. I don't do it because I'm bored and need to fill up my spare time. I do it because it's essential to who I am. But it must start out as a hobby for many people, like during the pandemic. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, just when people relate to quilting in different just that people relate to quilting in different ways at different times. What are your thoughts on this? So she's like, I just don't like to be told, get back to your little hobby or you'll get an earful. And so that is from Nancy. And I think that was great. And she explained it very well as to like, it's more than just a hobby and it's an identity. So what are your thoughts on that?
I loved what she said.
I loved it too.
So well said. Mm-hmm. And I'll let you go first.
That's who you are.
Yes.
That's like such a huge part of who I am now. And I think the first time I really felt that deeply was we had that retreat up in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time I'd really sat in a room where women just like shared their experiences about what tied them to quilting.
Right.
And someone had lost their daughter and they really, really leaned on quilting. And I just realized like quilting was a huge part of women's in men's lives. Like it was very ingrained. It's something that's just ingrained. And there's just like a little piece of my creativity and something I love in each quilt. I love it. It's just a part of us.
Yeah. It's not
just something we do.
Right. Yeah. And it was so well said. And I feel like it reminded me of something that Lori Simpson said in the Moda Catalog article about her retiring. And she said, am I still going to quilt? Yes, because I'm a quilter. It's who I am. She said, so such a similar statement. And I also could relate to how the author took a little bit of offense to her son-in-law saying that, because I felt that way too. I feel like I even know people today who maybe they're not close friends or just acquaintances. And they do kind of, I think they think I sell quilts at craft shows or something, you know, like, which is a fine and great thing to do. But I don't think they realize that I am a quilter and it's part of who I am. They think it's just like some type of little hobby.
And people have brought that up to me about you, just sort of like, so I hear your mom like does something and that's fine. They don't need to know everything about you and everything. But at the same time, I think some people might view it as nothing more than just a little hobby or nothing that people really get that deeply involved with.
Right.
Like she mentioned, like just, it's like, you know, you do that just sort of to relax and free on your free time with coloring books, but No, it's a lot more than that. It goes a lot more deeper. And yes. Quilters know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what you just said was what I was going to follow up with. If you quilt, you understand this whole conversation.
Yeah.
Even if you don't quilt extensively, I feel like you understand it because you know there's different levels of involvement in quilting, but you also know that people who quilt, it is part of who they are.
Yeah.
So I really love that.
And you have, I believe, two guilty people in this room that once thought of that of you.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe high school Chelsea thought that of me. Yeah.
And then even when you were starting and blogging, I remember I was just like, okay, mom, that's whatever, you know.
I feel like the whole family was kind of like, oh, whatever. She has too much time on her hands or something.
Yeah, so,
and
I mean.
There I was midnight last night trying to finish part of a quilt. And yes. My husband texted me this morning. He's like, late night? And I'm like, yeah, late night. The singing sewing machine is just ripping.
It's 30 minutes from being done.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how long it takes to put on outer borders. Okay.
Mom, let me just tell you guys, I have to say it. I'm almost done with this quilt and my mom is going to save me today because I'm about to lose my mind.
We're going to finish it after we're done taping.
This quilt is like one of my faves. It's so cute, but it is like, this is when I'm wrestling a small baby calf. Okay. It's huge. Anyways.
We're going to make it through this week.
We're going to make it through this week. Yes. This whole family.
Okay, so the last one here, and this is like the topic that we're taking to turn into a full topic on the podcast today. But this is also from a listener, and we had mentioned that in the last episode. We're going to use some of those. So I'll go ahead and would you like me to read everything, or do you want me to pause and answer some of them and move on? Or
is this the one that I sent
you?
Yes. I think you should, because Chelsea hasn't seen it, so I think you should just read it.
Okay. I'll read it all and then let you guys sort of break it down.
Okay.
Okay, so I purchased a table runner pattern from your Etsy shop. Fell in love with it on site. I want to make one as a gift for my sister-in-law. I'm anxious about fabric and batting shrinkage. I couldn't find anything in any posts. Granted, I just read the titles. If you haven't written/talked about this, I know I'd love this as a subject. So in summary, I don't want her to wash the runner and end up with it all puckered. So one, do I have to wash and dry the material first? Two, what do I do about the cotton batting? I know I can't pre-wash that, or should I just use a piece of pre-shrunk flannel instead of batting? Three, what about 100% cotton thread? Does that shrink? For something the size of a table runner, does it matter, or will the shrinkage be so minimal as not to matter? It's your simple patchwork runner, finish size 16.5 by 16.5 inches. Also, what size stitches do I use for piecing and for quilting? Nor do I have an idea of how far apart quilting stitches should be from one another. In the photo of the runner, it looks like they're about 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch apart. Which stitch in the ditch be too far apart? And yeah, so that's okay. So there is a lot there. That's from Randy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Thank
Lots
you, Randy.
Of questions.
Yeah.
The first one is, no, you don't pre-wash your batting. That's a simple one. So there might be some shrinkage with a cotton batting, but it's going to be minimal. Now, for the table runner fabrics, if you want to give it, you want to make it for a friend, you want her to be able to wash it and not have it shrink. So you might want to pre-wash your fabrics, because if you pre-wash your fabrics, there will be a slight amount of shrinkage from the cotton batting when it's washed, but it will not be noticeable.
Yeah, it's not a ton.
Yeah. So,
it's really not noticeable.
But if you have pre-cuts, then you don't want to wash those. You don't wash charm squares or layer cake squares or jelly roll strips. You might want to starch a little bit if you're concerned, but that will, if you starch your fabric and you iron it before you cut out your pieces, that there will be a little bit of that shrinkage before you start sewing caused from the heat in the iron. And so that might alleviate your problem also. Okay, I think I got all the shrinkage.
I think you answered all those. So,
and our patterns both allow for shrinkage when starching. Yeah. So, or the amounts are never so tight that an eighth of an, a 16th of an inch or an eighth of an inch shrinkage would adjust, alter the pattern.
And I guess you want might want to reiterate, so do not pre-wash batting, though.
Yeah, don't pre-wash your batting.
Never do that. Okay. Yeah,
so, okay, so, okay, so then I can, quilting stitches, right? Yeah,
so she, again, as she said, what size stitches do I use for piecing and for quilting? And she said, like, in the photo, the runner looks like they're 3/4 of an inch to an inch apart, and would stitch in the ditch be too far apart?
So I think even when I quilt, my stitches are closer than a 3/4 of an inch. Like, I, on my machine, I usually do
really
a 3.5 when I quilt. If, like, if I'm doing machine quilting on my own machine, I will bump that up to a 3.5. But when I'm sewing a quilt, I just use the standard sewing machine. Now, I did find out with my new machine, we talked about it, the stitch length is shortened just slightly on the quilting stitch option for piecing. It's so I don't want to get confused. So for piecing, you just want to use a regular stitch length or shorten it slightly. But for quilting, machine quilting on your own machine, you would want to increase that stitch length to about a 3.5. And I feel like if I'm doing hand quilting, those stitches are less than 1/4 of an inch with maybe just 1/8 of an inch in between if I'm quilting something by hand. So, but just by lengthening that stitch on your machine, you should be able to get a nice look. And stitching in the ditch is always a good option for, she mentioned that too. Stitching in the ditch is always a good option for quilting on your own machine.
Yeah. Look at you.
I think we covered all of those.
Did we answer the, what about 100% cotton thread? Does that shrink?
Oh, our fill is 100% cotton thread.
Yeah, I've never had
an issue. Now, I know that our quilters use some different threads. Yeah. I know. I wish I knew exactly.
I have some.
But seen some people I know get, there's so many different options for machine quilting threads. And I feel like some of them are not 100% cotton.
Yeah.
That are being used on these quilts.
And I think I'm thinking something else.
I don't think the threads are really the issue at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I guess one more thing. Have you heard of pre-shrunk flannel as being used as batting? I mean, yes. I know she said that as, a,
whoa,
as an alternative, but
yes.
I had never heard
being
that.
Being used as batting?
Yes, just washing some flannel if you want a thinner quilt.
Wow.
And I've heard of people doing this in warmer weather areas.
It's already pretty thin.
Oh, so it would actually be cooler than traditional batting?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think flannel it's cooler.
Flannel just keeps you warm.
We've been using the bamboo batting lately, which I feel like is a cooler option for our climate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I like the bamboo a lot.
So, yes. But that last point, I don't think that, the flannel is an option. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it would make it cooler. But if it were pre-washed and then used instead of batting, it probably would minimize shrinkage if you were.
Oh, that's
really
interesting.
Worried about it because in that case you would have already washed the flannel and it would have already shrunk.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that's that's interesting.
Lots of different topics in there.
Wonder maybe someday you could make use some flannel as batting, right?
It's
a
yeah.
And then just I'll test it out, see if it's any cooler.
Billy's like, I'll test it out.
I just sent, do you remember when we talked about the denim quilts a few episodes ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So my friend, Robert, his wife, Cindy, is one of my close friends. He's the one that made the quilt. He and his wife found a quilter in St. George who will machine quilt these quilts.
And just recently?
Just recently. And I took my denim quilt over, took it over to Robert and Cindy, and they are going to take it to this woman and she's going to quilt it for me. And I'm so excited to finally get it quilted, but I'll be able to show it on this podcast when I get it back.
Okay.
Wow.
But also I thought about just having her put flannel in because it's already, the denim is so heavy.
Yeah.
But then I thought, no, if I'm going to want a heavy quilt, I'm going to want a heavy quilt. So yeah. I'm just going to have her. But I did have her do bamboo batting.
Yeah.
And I did a flannel backing. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's perfect.
It'll be fun to show that when it comes back.
Now, for denim quilts, I mean, even like Val and Marion's machines, are they like, I don't want to do that. It's too hard on the machine.
They
like,
don't want to do it.
Do you need an even more extra
more
heavy
industrial?
Duty?
Industrial?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, if that were my machine where I'm just doing regular quilts, I would never.
Yeah.
I don't know if
it's just too much, right?
That's what I'm imagining. I don't know much about it, but mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to drop it off for me this week, but when it's done, I'm going to go pick it up so I can talk to the woman and who does this. And
wow.
Get more information for all of you for the podcast. Oh, okay. So I'm excited because I've had a few people before say, oh, I'll quilt denim for you, but it's hard to find people.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was a good episode. It was, it was fun. We're in busy mode this week, but it was great. We really appreciate our listeners for sending in these topic ideas that were so good to discuss.
I mean, really helped us out to be able to
really
put
us.
This together and still have a good conversation about quilting. And
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And our next episode will air on Monday, May 27th.
Yeah, May 27th.
Yeah. Is that Memorial Day?
Oh, yes, it is. I was meaning to say that. Oh, so it'll be Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We'll let it go there.
Of course we'll be here.
Okay.
Okay. And thanks so much for stopping by.